This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. In a 5-1 vote at the last Albemarle City Council meeting, they voted to approve one zoning change for a current building and deny another zoning request for property located on PD Avenue right across from Ridge Street. And here is Mayor Ronnie Michael introducing it at the meeting earlier this month.
Next, we have a series of public hearings. First one is a zoning map amendment 2408, 1214 PD Avenue, request for to rezone from general highway business and RO to RO, general highway business to residential office. Staff, if you would introduce.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members, Mr. Clark, the applicant and owner of the subject parcels is SNC Properties, LLC. Tax record 25492 is located at 1214 PD Ave, and tax record 7092 is the vacant adjacent parcel to 1214 PD Ave. The parcel size is combined 0.91 acres, approximately. This parcel has an existing structure, and this is the vacant parcel here. Existing zoning for both parcels is GHBD, or General Highway Business District. The requested zoning for both parcels is RO, Residential Office for Use. And the reason is the applicant would like to develop these parcels for residential uses, and GHBD does not allow residential uses. Looking here, the existing building previously had, I think, a commercial front use in, facing PD Ave, and then had, I think, three apartments in the rear. But it hasn't been used for that purpose in quite some time, so it sits vacant. And the adjacent parcel is, of course, undeveloped. The applicant would like to renovate the existing structure into four apartments for residential use, and then has an idea about developing the vacant parcel with either potentially duplexes or possibly townhomes some point in the future. Utilities are available to both parcels. Topography is fairly level. It does slope from PDF down a little bit, but then flattens out in the heart of the parcel over here. Existing structure that separate from this, but the owner is looking at redeveloping this at some point in the future as well.
Some Albemarle City Councilmen had concerns about how the new structures and townhomes would fit in with the old existing structures on PD Avenue. They said, instead, we will approve the rezoning for the existing structure with the may turn into four apartment units, but deny the other piece of property to be rezoned. And that's what they did. The City of Albemarle is holding a public hearing at their next meeting on December 2nd at 6:30 p.m. or shortly thereafter. And the purpose of the public hearing is to invite public comment on the proposed economic incentive agreement that will result in the conveyance and sale of property in the corporate limits of Albemarle between the city and a commercial developer, and a business development grant of $100,000. And it'll come in the form of a reduction in the purchase price of the property. The grant and conveyance and sale of property will aid and encourage new taxable investment within the city of Albemarle. The company said they will invest a minimum of $1 million and create approximately four new jobs within a two-year period. The city of Albemarle will recover the cost from new tax revenue, and the public will benefit from the additional property, business, and sales tax revenue, stimulation of the overall economy, and expanded employment opportunities in the city of Albemarle. They said it is the intention of the city council to approve this incentive, and all interested parties are invited to attend this hearing. The City of Locust Town Council approved a Sam's Express car wash for the intersection of Brownsville Road and Highway 2427. This would be located kind of on the corner across from Kentucky Fried Chicken. And Sam's Car Wash bought this parcel back on September 20th, 2022, and the developers worked on and off with city staff over the years, including a proposed property swap with New Life Church. And the site is surrounded by other parcels in similar use. The church had a piece of property close to theirs, and they swapped that for a similar piece of property next to the church across the road. The car wash will be a touch car wash. Well, employees will pre-wash your car before you go through the automated car wash. They will also have six stall self-serve gas pumps at this location as well. Sam's also owns three additional parcels around the car wash that they may develop at a later time. The Finance Committee of the Stanley County School Board of Education will meet on Thursday, November 21st at 10 a.m. And the meeting will be held at the Board of Education Administrative Office located at 1000-4 North 1st Street in Albemarle. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today with a high this afternoon near 70. Cloudy tonight. Showers likely after midnight. The low around 55. A chance of showers on Wednesday. Possible thunderstorms with a high near 70. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Three decades of radio gold, The Rick and Bubba Show.
Thank you for being with us today. A brand new hour. We got Todd Jones visiting today. He's dropped a bombshell last hour if you're just now joining us. I've never seen the text option be such mixed emotions. Speedy, Greg Burgess, Adler also here. Welcome back. Say hello to Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, glad to be here. You know, I was talking to Todd in the break, and he said, now, what was this movie Rocky about?
Yeah.
Who is this Rocky Balboa guy?
What's that? One guy says, who is vetting out the guest? Todd has not seen Gladiator. Hopefully Trump can fix this, too. But then you see things like, you know, Todd Jones is a great role model for so many.